I remember the day like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday, which was yesterday. So that would make today Wednesday. And with that kind of logic, that must mean you're listening to Tim Hunter on KRKO. God help us all.
Well, good morning. As summer rolls on in the Pacific Northwest, wow, we're just living right. It's going to get even warmer as we move through the week. I guess I could get used to this. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter back with you again as we restart our work week. And again, the weather's been great here. Denver is coming off its rainiest June in 150 years. There are some Bronco fans blaming Russell Wilson, saying he brought the weather with him from Seattle. Maybe that's where it went. I don't know. Well, yesterday was the 4th. Hope you had a nice one. I had a bunch of people waving at KRKO and the van and the Croco yesterday. Downtown Everett. Nice to have the parade back in town. So, yeah, yesterday was the 4th when we honored our forefathers. So, it would only make sense to me that with today being the 5th, we should honor our 5th fathers. Could be a long month if we keep that up. So, we won't do that. Instead, we'll get ready to play more of Everett's greatest hits for you in a moment. Well, here we go. Getting underway with a 3-day work week. Could use a little more sleep. Could use a little more of Everett's greatest hits. Got those coming up. It's KRKO and Tim Hunter encouraging you to download our app. If you haven't gotten around to doing it, now would be a great time. Maybe you're not an app type of person, but I think you're going to love this one. You're actually going to use it. It's free and available right now in the App Store of your phone. You should try it.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Well, we'll start with an appropriate one. You can have my fireworks when you pry them from my cold, dead fingers, which are over there on the sidewalk. That aunt and uncle who kept their distance from the family will start making sense to you as you get older. You know, lately my mind has been exceptionally silent. My guess is that I'm up to something I don't want myself to know about. And I'm at the point of life where I'm now cleaning the house to the music I used to get drunk to.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Well, yeah, it's how we do a Wednesday morning, but it's pretty much how we do every morning here at KRKO. Lots of Everett's greatest hits to get you going. My name is Tim Hunter, and would sure love to see you download our KRKO app for a couple of reasons. One, you get to take this music wherever you go. Two, if you do that, it puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. We give away one every Friday, so we're 2 days away from that. And three, on the KRKO app, there's a special contest where you can enter to win a family four-pack of tickets to catch a Funko Friday Aqua Sox game sometime this season. Whenever they're home on a Friday night, we give them away the previous Monday. So, all kinds of reasons for you to download that app in the App Store of your phone right now.
Here we go, name dropper. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is, your name dropper.
Yeah, I got a few names to drop in for you this morning. King Charles is going to host President Joe Biden next Monday at Windsor Castle, if you like to keep track of those things. Bowen Yang, my favorite character on the current Saturday Night Live, is walking away from his podcast due to, quote, bad bouts of depersonalization, whatever that means. Mick Jagger is engaged to Melanie Hamrick. If you're keeping score at home, Mick is 79, she is 36, and the mother of his latest child. However, Dolly Parton is not a fan of Mick right now. She's a little peeved. She has a new album coming out this November called Rockstar. where she's going to be singing duets with all kinds of people. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are on one track, Peter Frampton and Mick Fleetwood on another. She wanted to record Satisfaction as a duet with Mick, and he said, you know, if I'm going to do that album, it has to be something new and fresh and not one of my old hits. And he just never called back. Yeah, powering through Wednesday morning, getting you going. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. And Tim Hunter just sucking down the coffee, enjoying all this great music, and excited about the upcoming weekend. Is it needy that I'm looking forward to the weekend after coming off a holiday? No, I don't think so. The ferry out to Jetty Island begins today. It begins service, runs through the summer. A really fun thing to do if you haven't gotten around to doing that yet. 27th annual Skagit Valley Highland Games are this Friday through Sunday at Edgewater Park in Mount Vernon. I'm going on Saturday. Really looking forward to that. Arlington Street Fair this weekend. Look for Maury the Movie Guy on Saturday. And the Snohomish Cider Festival is this Sunday out at Thompson Family Farms. Again, never, ever too early to start thinking about the weekend. But gotta take care of some biz right now. Yeah, okay, I'm dating myself. But yeah, sophomore year of high school, that was such a big song. Seems like a long time ago. Good morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, feeling good. Tim Hunter, more of Everett's Greatest Hits coming up for you in a couple of minutes. Tomorrow, of course, Maury the Movie Guy Day. I remember that because today is his workout day. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday over at Move Fitness. He always comes in and complains about how he aches. But he's looking good, taking care of himself, and it's hard to get that motivation going. I actually signed up once for an exercise class, and the instructions said, wear loose-fitting clothing. And it's like, hey, if I had loose-fitting clothes, I wouldn't need the exercise class. Now, hey, Maria Gonzalez is going to check traffic in a moment, but how different will the future be if we actually do get flying cars? Well, the FAA has actually certified for testing a flying car. A California startup has it. It's the first fully electric vehicle that can both fly and travel on roads that has government approval. It's dubbed the Model A. It's drivable on public roads, able to park like a normal car. It also has vertical takeoff and landing. And it'll be able to carry one or two occupants, have a road range of 200 miles, a flying range of 110 miles. And if you'd like to get in line, it'll cost you $300,000 with the first delivery projected by the end of 2025. Not that far down the line, but I'm gonna let them figure out the bugs first. And then I'll see if I want to sell my house so I can live in my flying car. Big decisions ahead. Pretty good moon on Monday night, the full moon of July. Good morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. And yeah, it was a gorgeous thing. It looked full a couple of nights before, but that was known as the Buck Moon because the antlers of male deer, bucks, are in full growth mode at that time. Just in case anybody asks you, you're on Jeopardy and you say, thank God Tim brought that up. Yeah, we like to think of ourselves as number one, but unfortunately or fortunately, Washington is number two when it comes to cases of UFO reports. Vermont is number one of all places. I was thinking initially that it was because, well, they probably want to go where Holiday Inn was shot, but no, that's Connecticut, so I'm getting a little confused. And you're going to be seeing a lot of pink over the next couple of weeks. They have that new Barbie movie coming out. Believe it or not, it's actually resulted in a shortage of pink paint in the U.S. But get this, the movie Barbie has already been banned in Vietnam because they show a map in the movie that depicts China's claim over the disputed South China Sea, and because of that false doctrine, Vietnam will not be able to see Barbie. Sounds like a great vacation spot to me. All right, we're going to get back to music in just a moment. More of Everett's greatest hits on the way.